Hi, I'm back. I am back. It has been a minute. I think it's been actually since November. It's been a while, but I am back. So much has happened in my life, and I actually needed to press pause on the podcast. My life just kind of got turned upside down a little bit, and I had to kind of pick and choose what I could focus on and what I could actually follow through with and what I could wrap my brain around on a regular basis. And one of the things that I had to let go of for a temporary time is this podcast, unfortunately. And but I'm back and I feel right side up again and I feel really good. And I want to update you on what's been happening in my life. But before I do that, I am aware that where I left off with the podcast was right at the end of a series that I was doing. And it was a 5-part series. And I got to part 4, and then I just couldn't keep it going. So I had this thought of like, oh, I need to go back and I need to go and record this last part. And I kept thinking that I needed to do that before I could do anything else on the podcast. And then I just made the decision that no, I don't. I think it's plenty. Whatever I shared in those 4 parts is enough. There's some juicy stuff in there, I'm sure. And if there's a hole in there, that's also okay. Like, we're just going to move on. And I'm excited to just keep going. And I'm really excited to have this podcast again, because this is such a great space for me to work through, you know, my own thoughts and feelings about things. But I also absolutely love offering you ideas and strategies and tools and just ways of thinking that can move you forward and kind of get you unstuck and out of overwhelm. And I've been navigating a whole lot of that really for a while, but in these last few months, a lot of stuff has come up, and I'm excited to share with you how I've moved through this hard stuff. I want you to know that whatever hard thing you're going through, you're not alone. I'm totally have been in it in a big way. And I also want to share just what I have used and what has helped. Now, what I realized, I actually woke up this morning and I had this realization that something that I've been doing, and this is not a new thing, but something that I have been doing that I am very aware of at this point is that I hide, and I've been hiding. So when things get hard for me, or when I feel like I'm going through this thing and maybe other people don't understand, or I don't want anybody to feel bad for me, or I feel embarrassed, or I feel shame, if any of that stuff comes up for me, my pattern right away is to go into hiding, which looks like literally I am now not like out and about in town very much, but also that I'm inconsistent with my work. I, you know, share a newsletter, then I don't. I post a podcast, then I don't. I post on social media, and then I don't. There's that. And then also when I'm writing and I'm putting stuff out, I'm not, what I've been doing, like what my hiding looks like, is I'm not actually giving you many details around my life. And it's not because, oh, I have, you know, my life is private and I'm just keeping it to myself. It's not that. I really love sharing about my life. It's more that there's guilt and shame. And so then I'm hiding and I'm not giving you the full picture, not giving you the full me. And then what happens is then I don't create the connection that I want to create. I don't create a space that feels authentic and that feels really true to me. And then I get a little bit lost in terms of what I'm doing and who I'm showing up for and what I'm offering. And so it's this like really uncomfortable cycle that keeps me from really doing the work that I want to be doing in the world, and that really prevents me from showing up as myself so that I can help you and help you really show up as yourself. Like, I want more than anything in the world to create a space that is comfortable and safe, that promotes trust, that allows you to feel really like not alone, that allows you to feel like, oh my God, this person understands me and gets me. And I want to create a space in which you feel like I can do anything. Like, I want you to feel when you come here, when you enter like my world, that there is nothing you can't do. And that the biggest gift you can give yourself is to live into your truth, to be honest with yourself, to be honest with what you want, to be honest with what you desire, and to go out there and create it and live it. Because when you do that, oh my God, your power is unleashed and everything that you desire can come to be. And that's what I truly want. And when I'm not living in that, I am not creating that for myself or for you. And I am not living out what I want to live out in terms of creating more gentleness and more space and more freedom and more love in our community and in the world. Like, I really feel like the simple act of being vulnerable, of speaking our truth, has a ripple effect that extends from our hearts to so many other hearts and allows for people to connect in a deeper, more powerful, more profound way. And that leads to liberation of our minds and our hearts and our stories and our desires and our dreams. It is powerful. And I have found myself to be completely out of alignment, and I have been hiding as a result. So here I am. I'm back. And I am seeing myself, and I'm seeing this pattern, and I am working to working to show up in a different way. So over the last, whatever many months it's been, 4 months, 5 months, here's what's been going on. I chose to separate from my husband, and then chose that I want to get a divorce. And as a result of that decision, which was a very big, big, hard decision, we were together for 15 years. I love him deeply. He's like my best friend. So it was a really hard decision to make. But as a result of that decision, not only was it leaving this person that I have cared for and have been cared by for so many years, I then also needed to uproot a lot of my life. And I moved into a temporary situation. I moved and lived in this cabin in the woods, which was a sweet retreat for a while. And it was just temporary. So then I moved into another housing situation that's in a barn apartment. And it's beautiful and it's temporary. And then in a couple of weeks, I am moving into another house. So there's been the transition out of a relationship. There's been the transition of home. I am now living on one income. That's a huge transition, a lot for me to figure out. I am also co-parenting. I am a single parent half the week. There's just been a lot of transitions. And yes, it has been hard. There has been sadness. There has been all of those things for sure. But I really love that there has been so many good things as well. Like, the decision to leave that relationship was the hardest obstacle, because it required me to speak my truth. And once I spoke my truth and I said, here's what I want, then other decisions could be made. And all those other decisions have been hard, but they have come with their own set of their own ways of freeing me, right? And freeing like who I am and feeling really liberated in the process of making these decisions and having to stand on my own 2 feet and having to navigate daily life and having to navigate parenting and making money and grocery shopping and making meals and all of the things on my own has been challenging and the most exhilarating experience. I have really never felt better in that way. Like, it's been an incredibly beautiful experience. I am so grateful for the experience. So that is where I have been. And that has been, my truth over the last 4 or 5 months. I've been living in that place. And I want to share this with you so that you have this insight into like where to go. But also, I'm not looking for pity, by the way. I'm like not looking for, oh no, that's so hard. That's so sad. Like, I don't need that. I don't want that. It's not helpful. I just don't feel that way. Like, that's not at all what I'm looking for. The reason I'm sharing any of this with you is because this is my life right now. I've been not sharing it because, for one, I was in the midst of it, but also because I was feeling a lot of guilt and shame around it. And that was really coming from what other people, what I thought or feared what other people were thinking. And I just have felt like, you know what? I am done with that. Like, this is what's happening in my life. And this is my truth. And it's totally okay that it's been hard and it's also been beautiful. And my husband, my soon-to-be ex-husband, and I have this beautiful relationship. It's just amazing. It is just amazing. We are so close. We are such good friends. We are feel really good about our decision. Like, it feels really good. And so I'm sharing this with you because this is what's happening in my life right now. And I want you to have that insight, because I want you to know that this is real. And if you're going through life right now and there's a circumstance in your life right now that really sucks and it's hard, that you're going to get through it, for one, and that there is this hard, sticking, hard, hard, hard point of those circumstances, and there are really, really beautiful aspects. And so I want you to be aware of that. And I don't want you to feel alone, and I want you to know that you got this. That is one thing that I keep thinking to myself over and over again as I move through every single transition, every single decision, is I've got this. I can do this. I was made for this. And I want you to know that you are too. I am sharing my life experience with you because it is ridiculous that we don't share this with each other, right? I have found over the last few months, people ask me how I'm doing, and I literally would answer, oh, I'm fine. Or people would say, what's going on in your life? And I'd say, oh, not much. And really, everything was up in my life. Like, every single thing was turned upside down. But there's this idea that we can't share it because it's going to make somebody else uncomfortable, or we feel like we're the only ones and nobody will understand, or whatever, or people will think something about us. And I just am over that. I'm really sick of that. And I know, having walked through so much over the last few months, having experienced so much, that there's so much goodness that can come out of the hard stuff. There's so much goodness, and it's okay to talk about, and it's okay to be real about it. And my thought when I walk through my life every single day is, I am here for it. I am here for it. I am here for all of it. I am here for the hard. I'm here for the sad. I'm here for the heartbreak. I am here for the pain. I'm here for the suffering. I'm here for the love. I'm here for the joy. I'm here for the exhilaration of all of it. I am here for it, because this is life. This is exactly what life is about. These circumstances come up in our life for a very specific reason. They are teaching us something. This is life. We are meant to travel our life in this way. This is the journey of life. It is not meant to be anything else other than what it is. Sometimes we think, like, when things slow down and when I don't have this going on, or when something comes up, we just feel like, oh my God, this is not meant to happen. Why is this happening to me? And really, like, this is just what life is. Like, literally, this is what life is. It's navigating one challenge after the next, not to bog you down and make you feel like life sucks, but to make you stronger and more resilient and more independent and more fierce and more, like, filled with love and courage and determination and confidence and certainty about who you are and what you want. That's why things keep coming up over and over and over again. And things will continue to come up in our lives until we face them. The same challenge, the same pattern, the same cycle will continue to come up until we face it and we deal with it. The challenges are meant to move us and grow us and evolve us. This is life. And in the midst of life, in the midst of my life, I have continued to be in my business, right? I have continued to be a mother. I have continued to be a friend. I have continued to be a daughter. I have continued to show up. That is also what we're here to do, is like, okay, I'm in the midst of this challenge, and yet I can still show up. I can pick and choose the things that are working for me right now. Focus on the things that make me feel good. Focus on the things that give me more freedom. Focus on the things that provide me with what I need. And I can just keep going. I can keep showing up. So when I show up here, sometimes when I show up, or I haven't been showing up on the podcast, but in my newsletter, I am showing up in the midst of so much life stuff. It's not even funny. And I am just writing away, or I'm posting on social media, or I'm working with my clients, or I'm promoting my business, because this is what it's all about. Like, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop being who I am. I'm not going to stop offering my work. I'm not going to stop helping. I'm not going to stop because of life. My pattern is to hide, and then things don't flow as well for me, and I'm working on that. But I just don't give up. I mean, I am crazy about that. Like, I am so determined. I just do not give up. So I have been navigating the end of a marriage, and that has been so big, but such a beautiful experience. I'm so grateful. I have moved multiple times. I am focusing on how much I love to live simply and what I really care about, what I really want in a home. I'm focusing and figuring out how to create an income that will sustain me and my daughter and what I want in my life. I am figuring out being a single parent. Like, there's all these things, right? And you have all your things. You have all your things. And at the same time, you have a goal, you have dreams, you have a life you want to live. And just because these things are happening in your life doesn't mean you can't go after them. Just because these things are happening in my life doesn't mean I can't build a business, doesn't mean I can't make the money I want to make, doesn't mean I can't work from wherever I want to work. Like, that's the stuff that matters to me. I am at all times focused on one thing: to create the freedom I want in my life. That's what I'm after. And I don't see life circumstances as getting in the way of that. I see them as helping me to further that goal and that dream. I see them as ways to grow me and evolve me. And the same is true for you. Things are happening not to you, but for you. And whatever is happening in your life is there for a reason and is propelling you forward in some magical, momentous, powerful way. And if there is a business that you want to start, an idea that you have, something you want to create, that life experience can help you make that possible. I am leaning on my life experience right now to create what I want in my life. I am looking at these challenges and I'm saying, wow, that has made me stronger and more clear about who I am. I have more understanding about who I want to support, how I want to help them, what I'm capable of. It is helping me. It is serving me. And the same is true for your life experience. Do not let what is happening in your life stop you or get in the way from being who you truly are. I cannot stress that enough. You are in this moment exactly where you are meant to be, with everything that's swirling around you and within you. It is all for you. Use it. Lean on it. Let it move you forward. Let it show you the next step, the next way. I love you so much, and I am not going to hide anymore. And I am going to show up here in my truth, in my full self. And I am going to continue to show up and share with you what I know, what I feel, what I've learned, and to be an example, excuse me, of what's possible. And to share what I'm learning and what I'm growing from. And I want to hear from you as well. I want to hear where you are and what you are learning and growing and what you are experiencing and where you are feeling stuck. I want to know all of that. So please find me on Instagram, DM me there. I'm at I am Amanda Upton. Send me a message there. Let me know what's up in your life, where you need support. And know that I love you and I'm thinking about you all the time. And I look forward to showing up here on a regular basis. I'll talk to you very, very soon. Sending you love. Bye. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.